This is meteorologist Dennis Hull with your Tuesday Ag Weather Impacts. Well, the Columbia Basin is headed for another week of hot, dry weather after a brief respite from the heat this past weekend. This will keep the weekly irrigation needs around 2 inches for corn, alfalfa, sugar beets, and late potatoes, and 1.5 inches for melons and lawns. Plan on livestock heat stress to be a concern, especially between 11 a.m. and 6 p.m. Shading or cooling will be important. Looking at the wheat harvest, it jumped 8% in Washington and 15% in Oregon during this past week. So lots of fields are being quickly transformed to stubble and piles of wheat are showing up. Now, last Wednesday, I talked with Randy Brocker of Brocker Farms. At that time, they were about 25% complete with their soft white and irrigated spring wheat acreage north of Pendleton and near Helix. When I last visited with Randy in early May, he was concerned about the potential for extreme heat during the critical heading, flowering, and filling stages.
Yeah, we had a nice moderate spring. You know, we didn't have a tremendous amount of moisture, but we got timely moisture, and those 75, 80 degree days were pretty easy on our wheat crops.
So far, they've been pleased with the yields.
Right now, we're above average. We're our lower country's 45, 50 bushel range, and we were cutting 60 to 70, so we're pleased with that.
Thanks to Randy Brocker for the harvest update from Umatilla County. This is Dennis Hull, and that's your Ag Weather Impacts.